Especially, something that is as strict as, two workouts a day, strict nutrition plan, and or mental health kind of checklist or daily checklist to do. And the only way you can achieve this or complete this challenge is if you get 75 days in a row. I think that's super unrealistic goal setting, in
It
my opinion.
is. Yeah. And I mean, looking at this, we've talked about it before about how that kind of setup, you are actually setting yourself up for failure because it's a very unrealistic goal for like 99.9% of people that don't have an incredibly strong support system and lifestyle to accommodate that rather extreme situation. But most of all, you are setting yourself up to the idea that unless you achieve this level of perfection, you're failing, which is a concept that, first of all, is completely BS.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are going to jump on a viral fitness fad to see if it's a good or a good idea or a bad idea. And spoiler alert, I think it's a bad idea. But we'll dive into it a little bit more.
You just blew that one out.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to stay tuned for the rest of it, but she might want to stay tuned to see what we're talking about because it was new to me. Anywho, thank you for listening. This podcast is going on its 9th year.
Holy moly.
We're starting on our 9th year. We started in 2016, 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, 19, 19, 20. 20 to 21, 21, 22.
Counting on a finger, folks.
22, 23, 24. We're going on our, I think, 9th year here, folks.
Holy moly.
So, yeah, so we're really getting into it. Like I said, but if you want to hear all those episodes, you need to go to addictedtofitness.libsyn.com. Unfortunately, Apple Podcasts and Spotify doesn't have all 400 plus episodes, but you can see
them. Episodes.
Mm-hmm. You can listen to them by going to addictedtofitness.libsyn.com. So, also, please share the podcast with a friend. That helps us spread the good word. And also, ratings and reviews. We always appreciate that. So, without further ado, we are going to get into training recaps. We had a little bit of a vacation week since I was on spring break, but I don't think that meant we took a break from working out, did we?
No.
So what did you do for your training recap this week?
I did some P-Vol, I did some spinning, I did some yoga, I did some jogging.
You did it all.
Huh? I did it all this past week, considering I had like 2 weeks where I did next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And my body just felt useless and weak by the end of that time period. I really came back. I will actually get more into it in my What's Got Me Pumped.
Whoa. Okay.
So,
all right. Little teaser.
What do you think about that?
So you're going to have to stay to the end, folks. So my training was, I would say, not as impressive as yours this week. I got some Pelotons in. I got a good strength training leg workout in a couple times this week. Got to the gym. I was hoping to go to at least jiu-jitsu once this week, but got a terrible night of sleep. And basically the night before, I was planning on going. And then I decided to pivot. I did a pivot.
Pivot?
Instead of going to jiu-jitsu exhausted and possibly injuring myself, I decided to go to the gym, go to LA Fitness and just do a little bit more of a core and shoulder rehab workout. And also, I followed that up with a 90-minute massage the next day, where I also got my butt kicked. Much like, it was kind of like jiu-jitsu, honestly. The massage therapist who I was psyched to finally get to see beat me up.
This was the one that you like.
Yes, yes. And, you know, she, last time I went to her, she helped kind of alleviate a ton of shoulder pain. She might have caused some this time around. I mean, she really focused on my problem area, which is my neck, especially my upper back on the left side. And, but man, just the elbows, just the elbow tension, you know, I should probably be a little bit more vocal on, how much pressure is too much pressure, but, I think it was hard to, it was good until it wasn't good anymore, if that's a way to describe it.
Yeah. That's one of the issues that I have with a lot of massage therapists is that if you have any kind of, chronic pain and or like, I think you're like teetering on the nerve issue too. Nerves especially, they are very, they're very tricky.
Yeah.
And I love massage therapists, but finding one that hits just that right balance and knowing when to speak up, that that's like, you got to build that relationship, you know?
I got to be a little bit more vocal, I think.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You deserve to have a lovely massage.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to stick with this lady because I do appreciate and like her technique. I just need to probably the pressure. I got to be more vocal about how much pressure is too much pressure. So that was my training this week. Hoping to have a busy work week this week since we were on vacation the last 2 days of the week, or essentially 4 days for us. So I got a lot of catching up to do for work, but I am hoping to at least get in jiu-jitsu once or twice this coming week. So, but now on to the main topic of this podcast, and we are talking about viral fitness fads. Really kind of the downside, or kind of the pitfalls that viral fitness fads sometimes have. Mm-hmm. So I was recently kind of looking through, some health and fitness articles, and I saw this one viral fitness fad called 75 Hard. Essentially, it has, for a basic synopsis of it, you have to follow basically 2 45-minute workouts per day, a strict nutrition plan, and a strict kind of mental wellness activity that they outline. And if you essentially just miss any four of those components, the two workouts, the nutrition and or the mental wellness objective for the day, mm-hmm. you have to go back and restart the 75-day challenge. Yeah, so it's essentially 40. A 75-day challenge that requires, they were kind of talk about building resilience.
Resilience.
Thank you. So, things like this and kind of viral fitness fads that are of this kind of, have very kind of strict rules and, it seems to be, I would say, a little bit more unrealistic goals for everyone, like definitely not one size fits all. They're kind of seem to be pretty popular online because a lot of people that promote it, talk about the end result about how beneficial it can be. But I think they really miss the mark as far as being able for everyone to kind of be suited for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like specifically for this, and you can probably speak to a lot of the viral fitness fads, is that everyone has a different starting off point. It's hard to basically prescribe a fitness challenge that everyone is capable of doing. You know, especially, something that is as strict as, 2 workouts a day, strict nutrition plan and or mental health kind of check checklist or daily checklist to do. You know, and the only way you can achieve this or complete this challenge is if you get 75 days in a row. I think that's super unrealistic goal setting, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at this, we've talked about it before, about how that kind of setup, you are actually setting yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm. Because it's a very unrealistic goal for like 99.9% of people that don't have an incredibly strong support system and lifestyle to accommodate that rather extreme situation. But most of all, you are setting yourself up to the idea that unless you achieve this level of perfection, you're failing.
Yeah.
Which is a concept that, first of all, is completely BS. And I mean, just as like a well-being coach, I would not tell somebody, you know, if you don't do X, Y, Z every single day, you fail. You have to start over again. That's the opposite of what I tell them. I tell people to have a fallback because life's going to get in the way.
Right.
It's just incredibly unrealistic.
Yeah. And I think kind of, and you know, I talked about it in my training recap, like I always have very high expectations for me, myself, especially when I like go into the start of a new week, you know, oh, I'm going to get to jiu-jitsu twice a week and do 2 to 3 strength training exercise or workouts and then, you know, get on the cardio machine a couple times a week. And then usually, like you said, life happens, get a bad night of sleep, something comes up at work, and then I have to pivot. I have to adjust on the fly. You know, my workout becomes at least getting out. Like tomorrow, I know I have 1 free hour in my schedule next tomorrow.
Yep.
And so my goal for tomorrow is to essentially get out for a 20 to 30 minute walk during my only time I can get outside the gym tomorrow. You know, I mean, would it be great if I did some strength training and or mobility work, which, you know, I plan to do in the morning anyways. But yes, it would. But I know at least if I can hit that minimum of, you know, getting outside and walking, which, you know, our motto, don't poo-poo walking. That would be, you know, I would get my movement in for the day. And I will think I would be happy with what I achieved for the day. You know, and I think there is some benefit to setting, to challenging yourself on a daily basis. And, you know, trying to build some resiliency and dedication. And I think that really, especially when you're probably early in your fitness journey, not, you know, kind of, you know, pushing yourself is good, but you also have to realize where you are in your life, you know. It was easy for me when I was 22, 23 to go to the gym for 2 to 3 hours at a time when I started martial arts, you know, when I started my kickboxing. And it was easy because I had a job that got done at 3:30 in the afternoon. Didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to do anything after work for work. I didn't have a wife or a girlfriend at the time. I didn't have a child. I had very little bills. So it was like, that I had very little responsibility holding me back from, you know, from preventing me from going to the gym for hours at a time.
Right.
Most people, especially when they hit adulthood and if they have a partner and or children, that those and or a very, you know, kind of job, that a demanding job, the ability to dedicate hours to fitness is rare.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's kind of what the thing with these viral fitness fads is, that they just expect everybody, or they kind of have the perception that everybody can dedicate an enormous or ridiculous amount of time to trying to do these challenges.
Yeah. And the trouble is with like social media, you know, people put a hashtag on a picture that shows them working on this or doing this kind of thing. And it just perpetuates the thought that a lot of people are succeeding with this particular kind of workout or this particular kind of challenge. And the truth is that social media is completely curated. Mm-hmm. People are choosing to put like specific moments of their life. It's not that there's so many people that are succeeding with this particular challenge. So when you see it in social media, like when you asked about this topic, I said, we're going to talk about social media, like
viral fitness
trends. I was like, you mean the hot girl walk? And like, actually, that's a really good example of the opposite of that, because it's something that was so achievable for anybody at any point, and it didn't put like constraints. It didn't carve out like all of these pre-existing conditions that had to be in place. It was just like, go out, grab your favorite music or whatever it is, and go out and walk and just enjoy it and do it for you.
Yeah.
It was the exact opposite. So it's like, the more you started talking about this one particular trend, I was like, oh my gosh, like it really is. It's like they're two polar opposites.
Yeah. Exactly right. And like you said, I'm glad you brought it up, because there's plenty of viral fitness trends that are probably more, I guess, scaled, where more people can achieve it, or they scale it themselves, where it's like, okay, you can have, like when I was looking through kind of find some different viral fitness trends, there was this one that was 12-3-30. Basically, put a treadmill on a 12% incline at 3 miles per hour and walk for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically, apparently, Taylor Swift made this popular, according to my research. but, you know, it's basically like you're walking up a hill for 30 minutes. But, the influencer that started this trend, she even says, she's like, you know, I had to build up to 30 minutes. You know, I couldn't do it for 30 minutes at the start, you know. I just found that 30 minutes is where I got the most kind of like noticeable results as far as my physique and my how I felt the next day. So, so it's like you can scale certain of these viral fitness fads. You can scale them. I just don't know if things like the 75 hard, if it even gives room for scaling. Because one of the things about it is that you have these four things you have to do on a daily basis, and if you don't do it, you go back to day one. And that seems That's very so brutal. Counterintuitive.
Yeah.
You know, because as we talked about on the podcast, is like, Your fitness is always evolving. It's all you have to adapt, you know, because things are going to happen in your life, things that you can control, things that you can't control, and that requires you to essentially react to how you approach your fitness on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, as far as viral fitness fads, not that they're negative, they're not that they're necessarily bad on the whole. It's just that you have to analyze if they are setting unrealistic goals or not. And you can't just gauge your ability to do a challenge or not on how fit you are or if you're fit or not. Because I think you see the end results of people completing the goal. They don't do a lot of, or they might, but possibly the months that they took to achieve their 75 days straight, they don't really document, tend not to document that on social media. They just show the end result typically.
Right. And which you have is no like idea you said,
social
how
media
long.
Being curated. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know how long, you don't know what additional conditions, what's going on in their lives, what they had to sacrifice to make that work. And that is the trick. So here's my question following that.
Okay.
Real quick, we're saying, you know, there are actually trends out there that are pretty good. And we're saying that these really extreme ones, though, are not. So what would be some tips for people as they're scrolling through their social media feeds? What would be a couple tips on how to tell the really not recommended ones from those that are?
Well, I mean, if you know,
trainer advice here.
It's challenging. I think one, and this might sound superficial, but you should see if any of these, you know, viral videos with these fitness fads have anybody that looks similar to you. You know, some of these fitness fads are started by people that their job is to work out, mm-hmm. you know, whether they be personal trainers themselves or fitness influencers that essentially give it paid to be in shape online.
Yep.
You have to see if they if there's anybody else achieving these fitness fads that are similar to you, whether it be a working professional, someone that is in probably needs to lose weight, somebody that has maybe chronic injuries or past injuries that might limit their mobility. If you don't see those people doing, you know, these or completing these challenges, it's probably a telltale sign that it might not be for you. Because, like I said, they don't analyze every people. They don't say, "Oh, if you don't have, you know," well, they may. I don't say. I doubt they say that. You know, if you have bad hip mobility or bad ankle mobility, or if you're, you know, you can't run a 10-minute mile, they might not put any prerequisites to your ability to do these challenges or not.
Yeah.
You know, and if they do, maybe, and that's the thing too, it's hard to tell or learn all that just from a viral video.
Right.
You know, so I think the best bet is, you know, if you find something that you can achieve, I mean, you analyze a video and think of it realistically, tell yourself, hey, this is something I can do, then maybe it's something worth trying. But if it's something that sets unrealistic goals, it's probably more harmful than beneficial.
Yeah. So look from that advice,
mm-hmm.
look for people doing this that whose lives resemble your lives,
mm-hmm.
life.
Yep.
You have multiple lives. And look for something that
contains realistic goals. Realistic I would say goals.
That was it.
Yeah, and I would say also, I mean, maybe find something that has a complementary. Like I said, just a viral video is good, or a TikTok video or trend, but maybe something that has some follow up. Like I know some influencers have podcasts where they talk about their fitness regimen and things like that, because they could be providing good, useful knowledge to help you with that. I'm not saying all fitness online fitness influencers are bad. There's some that are pretty reputable, but you just got to do some more investigating. Don't just go off a video, because that could probably set you up for, you know, potential injury and or, I don't want to call it failure, but you're unable to achieve what goals the video set out.
Yeah.
So I think finding a realistic viral trend that you can follow is a good idea. You know, whether it be, you know, sitting down and meditating for 5 minutes, or trying to hold a squat position, whether it be assisted or unassisted, for 30 seconds and building time over the 30 days, something like that. But, you know, don't just think one size fits all as far as viral fitness fads go.
Mm-hmm.
And also be careful. You know, there's a lot of things that come up on social media that people like to try, and both fitness and non-fitness related. Just try to use a little bit of common sense when it comes to that. And that's overarching, not just in fitness, because, I mean, don't forget the Tide Pod challenge came out of a viral thing.
Oh
so please use some common sense.
Yeah.
All right. So now... we teased it earlier. Shannon's got a what's got us pumped, or what's got her pumped. And we're going to share it now in the section we call what's got us pumped. So, dare I ask you?
Yeah.
What's got you pumped?
It's a lot of pumped you just said.
I like to wait.
Don't even go there.
Okay.
So, part of, I think, this week that really did have me motivated was thinking that, and we talked about it, we had a whole episode when I hit 40 You know, we did some, you know, research. We kind of recapped how your fitness changes over time and whatnot. And 40 is like one of those numbers. I don't say magic numbers, but it's one of the numbers where you start seeing you're falling under a different box. You're automatically being put into the different box. And I was just so, I came off having like a cold after having a bad week of sleep. And I just felt tired and I felt weak. And the beginning of this week, I was like, you know what? Screw the conception of you're 40 and you have to take this and, you know, you expect things to be all downhill from here kind of situation. And I don't know, it's just like one of those moments where you have the realization, like, I don't have to be the norm or the standard. Instead, I can be the exception. I can be the 40-year-old that's in better shape than she was when she was 35. I mean, like, I've been in pretty good shape during my life. I've been very lucky to focus on fitness and health before for much of my life, actually. But the last 8 years or so has been a different ball of wax. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I really have fallen into the, you know, the lull that can happen. But for some reason, and I have friends that the same thing happened. They either got close to or around 40 and they said, screw that. Like, no, I'm going to spend more time on myself. I'm going to work harder for myself and I'm not going to be that like average. I'm going to work harder. So that was kind of my thought this week. And I've set goals for myself and I've tried to inspire myself in other ways. But this past week was the first week where I not only did longer workouts, I did more workouts. I did 6 days of workouts.
Yeah.
And like didn't feel like crap because I changed it up and I balanced it out and I did a wider variety of things. And yes, some days there was a little bit of soreness, but it was like a nice soreness. It was not the painful can't sit soreness. And it just reminded me how strong and capable we are when we push ourselves. And that became my new goal of I just want to see how much I can push myself, how much I'm still capable of, even after 8 years of inconsistent, you know, fitness regimens and whatnot. And sometimes where I don't get lots of sleep. You know, I just, that now is my new goal. It's not to be a size, you know, I'm not doing it to be a certain weight. I'm literally doing it to just see how much can I push myself? Mm-hmm. And that was a very liberating perspective. And that's what's got me pumped is because we don't always find that moment where our perspective shifts. And sometimes we skip over it or we're too busy for it. But this week I really sat with that and I was like, I'm honestly just feeling like this is the mindset for me for the foreseeable future. And it felt really good. And nice. I felt much more capable.
That's awesome. So. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
You get back into it. Like I said, you said 8 years, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, trust me, we've been together for over more than 8 years. So I know when it was, you were back in that time. And I mean, it has been a long time coming. I don't mean that as a slight. I mean that as I'm glad you've, got back to that realization, you know, cause only only you can do that. And that goes for everyone. Only you can do that. Nobody can tell you. That's why the saying, you know, obviously having a trainer is one thing, but you have to convince yourself that it's time to stop, you know, to just embrace it. It's time to just embrace the fitness lifestyle.
Yeah.
Not that you shied away from it, but it was just, it had waves. You were just constantly the highs and lows.
Yeah.
And you want to just, you want to be able to now just ride the wave consistently, not be at the top of it or the bottom of it.
Exactly.
So what I'm pumped for, I'm pumped for you, first of all. But now I'm pumped also for our daughter, Ella, who just got her 4-stripe on her white belt, her very first belt in jiu-jitsu. So she is on her way to get her next belt and go to the next level. So she's probably going to be getting a belt before her birthday. And then when it comes around her birthday, she'll be able to go to kind of graduate to the next class. So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
She's on kind of schedule as far as training goes. So she is, and the main thing is that she really is excited about getting, when she's ready to test, she's very excited for it. So, you know, it's, I wish she was excited every time to go to class, but you know, she gets there. She goes through phases, and I'm just glad she's still sticking with it. And I think she's still enjoying it. So that's the main thing that I'm happy about. So that's what I'm pumped for. Pumped that we had a good topic of discussion this week. If you guys are doing any viral fitness fad, please let us know. Please let you know the pros and the cons. We'd love to hear about it. You guys, if you give us a rating review, we will definitely shout you out on a future podcast. So please do that. Also, follow us on Instagram at the ATF Podcast for some additional content. You got anything else for them?
Nope.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, at the ATF Podcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.